Macmillan Audio presents Daughter of the Siren Queen, read for you by Marisa Carlin.
And that was without even a single drop of rum.
Captain Jack Sparrow, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Chapter 1. The sound of my knife slitting across a throat feels much too loud in the darkness. I catch the pirate before his corpse hits the ground and gently lower him the rest of the way. He is only the first of Theris's, no, Vorden's, I remind myself, crew who will die tonight. My own crew is spread out across the cobblestone streets, dispatching Vorden's men one by one. I cannot see them, but I trust all of them to do their parts tonight. It's taken me 2 months to track down the pirate lord and gather enough intel to infiltrate his holding. Vorden thought to make himself safe from me by traveling inland. We're miles from the nearest port, and though I don't have a way to replenish my abilities, I came fully stocked. My source inside gave me all the details I needed. Vorden and his crew are living in the Old Bear Inn. I can see it now up ahead, a 4-story structure with a near flat roof and painted green walls. The main entrance is composed of an impressive archway, a large sign depicting a sleeping bear jutting out from its top. Vorden's crew of pirates.